Well, the spring meeting of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Board of Directors is going on this week in Washington, D.C. This event is held in our nation's capital every other year, which USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng said offers several advantages for their members.
Number one is it gives us a direct contact with the USDA, the USTR. A lot of our members will be going to the Hill to talk about the importance of trade as far as the Farm Bill is concerned, so that's very positive. Also gives our membership a direct exposure to hear where we are on a lot of the trade issues that we're dealing with.
Now, one of the topics being discussed is the current trade impasse with Russia.
Russia, to a large degree, has been the major stumbling block for us in 2013 with the closure of that market on February 11th. We really are working very assiduously trying to come up with a program to give the assurances to the Russians that they need in order for our pork and beef to once again flow there. There's also other issues when we look at compounds that maybe are approved in the United States but not in these other countries. So we're always working to harmonize these issues, and with meat flowing in well over 100 countries, these things can impede us from being in a market, so it's very important that we take care of these things.
But Tseng said there is a lot of room for optimism this year as he sees great potential in the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations and the upcoming Trans-Atlantic Trade and Investment Partnership talks with the European Union.
Japan being accepted to be in TPP, I think, is positive for us, although we have to be very vigilant about how we negotiate. I think the TTIP or TTIP with Europe is also a very encouraging development for us. It's one of the largest consumer markets in the world, and we need more meaningful access in that market. So when we take a look at the future, even though we have hiccups here and there, for the most part, I think it looks quite bright for us if we're very judicious about how we go forward with a lot of these negotiations with these countries.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.